listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, this is me, Roy Masters, 800-866-8883. I've had a lousy day today. I'm not feeling well. But it's an essential thing to put my aches and pains aside and see if I can do a show. And I might stop in the middle of it because, you know, I'm not young, but I have a mission. And as long as I have words and thoughts that come through me, but not from you, from the world, but in other words, from the light that shines both ways. Do you know what I mean by that, the light that shines both ways? I explained that a little bit the other day. You might want me to discuss it. What does it mean, a light that shines both ways? It's tempting, isn't it? But I cannot possibly go on to discuss subjects like this unless people say, what do you mean by that? Unless, of course, it's so clear that you don't need to ask me any questions. But it's always good to respond to a person's agony and pain and unhappiness in a way that can help them to save their lives. And this is the kind of program that is meant for that. But I'm missing people that call up and say, look, you say that there's 95% of all of the illnesses on earth, except 5%, which are really, really, really deep, terrible diseases, and medicine could actually cure that, and you're lucky that you find a doctor that can do that, or a prescription, or whatever else. But 95% of all problems. And doctors are beginning to understand this. I have many professors in universities. Yes, medical professors. I don't know if that's the right name. But they actually do see it. And a couple of years ago, I went to Africa, not to Africa, to Canada. I've been to Africa, by the way. But I lived there for 2 years. But what I'm trying to say is they invited me to talk about that subject. And before I was able to speak, the professor of the university, medical professor, I think maybe got the wrong term, but still, you know what I mean. And he stood up for an hour before me and pointed out that the speaker, Roy Masters, is talking about all these diseases that come from one thing, which is 95%. That's very hard to grasp that. Every doctor thinks that, you know, that whatever the illness it is, it is the illness and not the extension of some other flaw. And the word flaw is correct, because in the beginning there's the flaw. What when you're born innocent and healthy, how is it you become mentally ill and unhealthy? See? And then you deal with it. Unhealthiness as if it was the problem. That's dangerous. You'll die having never lived if you continue getting better, meaning feeling better, but really blocking out the reason why you're that way. See, and then you go on to another way up. And in other words, how can I say this? It's so simple, it's difficult. In other words, every cause has an effect, and every effect builds on that effect to another cause. Especially, it's in everything. Psychology, the disease, warfare, everything you can think of that's negative builds on itself. And all of it, mind, body, and soul, whatever it is that bothers you, anxiety, addictions, everything, horrible diseases, even your food kills you. You see, And so here I am saying, if you just pick up the phone and say, listen, I've got diabetes and this and that. I have cancer. I have this, I have that. And then I say, well, can you answer me this question or two? Would you mind telling me who you hurt, who hurt you, or who is the person who you love most, or who do you hate most? I can start off with something like that and end up showing you what your problem really is. It's going from generation to generation, and it's invisible. And this is what I'm talking about, the invisible evil, okay?
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Okay, now we got a caller already, and I need some more. But in case I don't get some more, this is what I'm going to talk about. Bob has a problem with meditation, which is simple, but valuable, I'm sure. But to put him aside just for a minute or two, I want to talk to my... This is the second part of the program, and many of you don't get the first part, which is 5 minutes. And for many stations, they just have news and stuff like that. And so he has a problem with meditation, but that is very common. But what I want to talk to you about, the meditation is the cure, or leads to the cure. It's not the cure. Meditation cannot cure anything, not even mine. It cannot cure anything. It can give you the illusion, hypnoidally. I just made that up. I mean, hypnoidal is correct, but hypnoidally, I'm not sure it's correct. But you know what I mean. And so, if you meditate with the idea that meditation can cure you, you're dead wrong. You'll never find it. And if you find it, you actually will have been involved in an organization that teaches you to meditate, but really hypnotizing you, and you feel better all the time, and you become dependent and codependent on the person that's teaching you. I don't teach you anything. You have to learn from within yourself, and you have to be able to see from a light that goes both ways. And that's one of the subjects I was talking about the other day, the light that shines both ways. What do I mean by that? Please. I sit on the phone for 56 years now, and here as I get older, I see more subtle little things, and it goes down to such small things that it's almost like the beginning of the universe. I've discovered what that is too, but I believe it or not, but I won't share that with scientists. They have to come and see me before I kick the bucket. And before I kick the bucket, I want to help you. I want to do a program every day, every night, as long as I live. If I live to 100, thank you. I want to help you. I love it. I love to help you, and something loves me to love you. See? And it's not real love. It's not the love you know. The love you know creates anxiety because it's lust. Yes. And then you get to codependence, yes. And we'll go into this in just a minute. Now, and the other things I'm going to be talking about, if I don't get a lot of calls, is it's really a kind of, I can't find the words, but scary. See, that for instance, hold a second, Bob. I'll get to you in just a second. I'm going to just discuss a list of things I want to talk about. And maybe you may want to rise to the occasion of it, because it is a very important thing what I'm about to say. So don't. So now, here's number one. Just three. Number one, do you ever feel a sexual impulse when you think of food? In other words, when you start to, you're sitting quiet by yourself, and then all of a sudden a thought, some your favorite food comes up, and all of a sudden you have a, if you're a man, you have an, you know what? See? Isn't that right? See, and so that, and same, I don't know about women, but I know about men. You can think about food, and the minute you think about it, you have an erection as a man. And then you wonder, what's the connection? And I could tell you. And it begins as a long story, and you can follow it all the way through the Bible. Yes, it's that kind of thing. It's psychology. It is psychology that is mystical psychology. The forces you can't see, the evil you can't see, the good you can't see, juxtaposed against each other, And that's a civil war. And civil war is, again, how do you deal with a civil war? Because it's just about to happen if you're not careful. So how do you win one? How do you win a civil war with your wife or your husband? Because that's an uncivil war. Oh. Okay, so shall we put her on? Would you ask Bob if that's all right? We can do that. All right, say thank you very much. What's her name again? Dina, Bob is being put aside by Grace. She wants to kill herself, so I think we better talk to Dina. Thank you very much.
I understand. I'll wait till another time.
Go ahead, my friend.
Hello?
Is this young lady? This is Roy.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. Today I wanted to speak with you because I had a very frightening experience. I'm not really someone that gets frightened easily, but I'm having, just so you know the context, I'm having a difficult time in my life. I'm currently on disability. I've been having some physical problems. So I've been dealing with a lot for the past several months, just to give you the context.
Give me the name of the problems. Well, how do you call them?
The problem that I've been dealing with is an autonomic nervous system dysfunction, similar to not like POTS, but it's like a vasovagal reaction in my body, which was causing.
Have you been to a doctor?
Yes. The problem.
Well, what
is
was he called?
Something.
What does he call it?
They call it. That's what they've called it. Is autonomic nervous system dysfunction.
But that isn't. An answer. It's a name. It's not an answer.
You can't cure a
problem just with a name, and give medicine to the name of that. How you define it, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
You have to understand the root of that, and the root of that is always, if you go all the way back to like 10, 9. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and what looks like 0 becomes 1. 0 is God, and you don't respond to Him, you don't pull from Him, and you can't build a life from the world. If you have a 1, it is from the world. It's a number, and the world is made of numbers, basically speaking. What you're looking for is beyond 0. Because 0 is before time. But what before time is something before behind that. Because before time there has to be something that is something, but we don't know about it. And so what you need is to find the place before time. And in the scripture says it, To make it simple, and I'll get more complicated if you want to speak to more to it, more detail. I know that we're going to come to the suicide in a minute, so don't worry. And so what I'm looking for is to help you to find that place whereby I'm coming from to speak to you. So there is something I search for all my life, and I didn't know that I was searching for it when I was even a little boy. The thought used to come to me and say, what's life all about? What's the meaning of life? Have you ever, you've asked that question, I'm sure, don't you? Haven't you?
Of course, yes.
Of course.
Yes.
It means you are easily saved. You have the capacity. You have the inclination towards good. And you're not very far from it. I'm trying to tell you. You don't want to listen to the doctors. They don't know what to deal with you. And then all they do is give you drugs, and so you make you feel better for a little bit. But when you feel better, you live longer, and it's worse. There's no cure for that. So give up the cure for the problem you have with psychiatry, psychology, and medicine. And listen to me. And listen and see if you can grasp what I'm saying. A little while ago, I said, the light that shines both ways. Did you hear me say that?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean by a light that shines both ways?
Not sure.
I have a guess. Let's have a guessing game. Have a guess of a light that shines both ways. You know, there's a beginning of the universe. If there's a universe, there's got to be a beginner, a cause and effect. And so in the beginning, there was a little thing, whatever it was. It was important, though. But then, what begins as something from nothing, begins to build a universe, a little piece at a time. It's called evolution, but there's such a thing as evolution, which means you go back. You're in this world made in the image of God, and somehow you have lost the spirit of paradise lost. You've lost what Adam lost and Eve. What you're looking for is this a system or a meditation which enables you to reconnect to what you lost when you were a child. And if you look at your family, if you look at your surroundings, you can see that it came through them, and they couldn't help it because it came through their parents, and the parents couldn't hear it because the great great parents. It, through one man's sin and death through sin, spread to the human race. And so you have to ask the question, can you remember when you were a little girl seeing the injustice of the world when you were very small?
Absolutely.
You see it. And you saw your parents, you saw the teachers, you saw everybody. I used to see my teachers as dead people walking around. Because they were so dead and mechanical and haven't got a clue as how to deal with kids, let alone and themselves.
Yes.
And so what you need is the stillness from which it's not of the world. You mustn't seek an answer from the world. You have to sit quietly and wait for the light that shines both ways to shine through you. The light that shines both ways, the one that we talk about, because we are corporeal, we're human beings, we're part animal and part human. Only part animal, because when we got born, we were born as innocents. You were born innocent, and you carried with you into the world God's grace. And that's what enables you to see clearly. But when you come to the world and your parents see that you can see clearly when you're two, when you're three, and they don't know, there's a dark side of every parent that either stifles it by being cruel and being pushy or spoiling them seductively. And so, but slowly but surely, you get pulled away from what could have unfolded like a flower, which is the other light from within you. One is eyes, uh-huh. as you see like an animal, but an animal doesn't only sees with its eyes. It doesn't have an understanding. It sees, but doesn't perceive. You see, but you have perceived, but you've lost the perception by reacting to the world around you, beginning with your parents, beginning with your with the schools, beginning with the kids. You got to pick one for me. Pick one that hates you hate most, please. Pick one. Who do you hate most? Which parent, for example?
Unfortunately, well, I think I would have to say my father is the one that had the strongest effect.
And how so? Is it by being angry? Hold a second. Don't go away. This is a beautiful subject. This is lady is going to get better. Yes, dear lady. Are you there? Okay, this is Roy. Now I'm going to ask you questions, and you give me the best answer you can, will you?
Sure.
Now, you gave me one just now, and it was your father. Now, there's only two ways that your father can be, and there's only two ways when you've lost a virtue. And so, assuming that your father came from a mother and father, and they're standing in their shoes. If you're not careful, you're going to be standing in their shoes, and so on. It goes on forever, all the way back to Paradise Lost. You see, so this is not new. And so, what was it? What was the intimidation? Was it because he was cruel and mean, and et cetera, et cetera, and rude and crude and not virtuous, and made you doubt yourself, or made you dance for him, or whatever it was.
What was he? He was very critical.
Yes.
And I realized that it was the way that he was very critical and never uplifting, but mostly criticizing. It made me become insecure and
yes, that
have
is
low.
a very good answer, because because your father is mesmeric. It's a fancy word. Your father is in a hypnotic state. Everybody who loses their virtue, everybody who loses virtue, and meaning, you can lose your virtue when you're young, when you hate, you come into the world and you have this beautiful light that shines both ways. You have it when you're a child. But when you come into a culture, when you come into a family who is broken, also, all families are broken. There's hardly a family that isn't. And they don't know they're broken. One is broken by being weak, and one's broken by being a bully. And they match. The bully always finds a person that's weak to dominate, et cetera, et cetera. And
this was a bully situation. This was bully.
That's right. And how about your mother? She's an appeaser.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Exactly, it has to be. And then, but she's also one. But your mother. Sometimes you have two bullies and they kill each other, and sometimes you have two appeasers, and there's never any understanding there at all. And so it's a lucky you can escape such a thing. But at least man and woman is a replica of what's happened many years ago, and having extended itself through all the nations of the world, all of it. There's nothing different under the sun what you're talking about. So what you have to realize is your mother and father both are mesmeric. They're both under hypnotic state. So the bully is the extension of your father, is the extension of a bigger bully than himself. He lost himself. But or he could have been also an appeaser to a bully, his father. And therefore, so in that sense, he came into the world with a light like you. He could see all around him. All children are like that. If they get old enough, if they're not terrified enough But I tell you that nearly all children, they can actually see what's wrong with their parents, and we think it's cute.
I was terrified as a child.
Yes, but in not what other way? In the way that your father, you just told me about your father.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. And so can you do this? You are an intelligent woman, and you called me because you see something coming from me that you recognize. Am I correct?
That is correct.
And it's the child. It is a grown-up version of what you had as a child. Am I correct? I'm intuitive. I can see clearly.
Yes,
that's it. And you're intuitive still.
I am.
And you're intuitive enough to find me.
Yes.
Correct? Because I'm rare. There are people like me, but not on the radio. So you can get me. See, you can't find those other people. They're rare. And they don't even know that how rare they are. Because it's so easy to be what they are. Because they've found the light that goes both ways. You see, you have a light. And listen, you and I can just talk quietly and make it simple. The reason why you called me is because you see authority which has been given to me, and you feel when you heard me, my voice, and heard what I said, you saw, you remembered, you had a memory of what you were like me when you were a little girl, but lost it because your father hated it. He's like ISIS. The bullies are like ISIS with their women, everything, children. They enjoy eating your life away, and intimidating and degrading you because you're so beautiful. But he doesn't know that's what I've... He wouldn't know if I spoke to him. I said, this is what you did to this little girl, and she's calling me on the phone. All right. And so, but you didn't know. And if he had a good side to him, he would hear what I have to say, and he would say, "Oh my God, what have I done?"
Uh-huh.
See, because this voice wakes him up. Where I'm coming from is the light that shines in the other direction, and you have it, my dear lady. You have it. You can get better, because only have to realize that your father knows not what he did, and Jesus said it out loud. But nobody understands it. I don't see any Christian ministers, Jewish people, I don't care. They don't get it. They get in the way of Jesus. They get in the way of God. And nearly all the religions get in the way of God. And then you belong to it. And then you belong to it. You belong to something that isn't God. You've got to belong to Him directly. You've got to belong to Him directly.
Yes.
And the ministers are supposed to bring you there, so you don't need them anymore.
Yes.
And he looks for another people. Okay, you're fine. Now go find somebody else. And you're the probably my millionth or 2 millionth one. I've been on the air for 56 years, and people like you've called me, and just understanding this tiny, simple little thing, please remember what Jesus said. Because he capsulized it. He made it very clear. And he says, almost the last thing, forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they are doing. It's a hypnotic state. And the two thieves on the cross, one loved what he loved. He loved his life. And he enjoyed stealing. And getting and feeling important and stronger over the person who's suffering. That's evil. And he likes it. On the other side, there's the same thief who does the same thing, and he says, but we deserve what we got. See, that's you. But you didn't deserve what you got. You actually inherited it. You've inherited it. So there's redemption waiting from you with the light that shines both ways, the light of the sun and the light of the sun, S-O-N. Hello, Dina. Are you still there?
I sure am.
Can you wait just a few moments? And can you think about, and just mull it in your head a little bit, what I'm trying to say about the light that shines both ways? Because when you're talking to me, you're talking to the light that's shining both ways. Yes. It shines to the person who doesn't like me. It shines to the person who hates me, who hates the goodness in me. The goodness, not me, but the goodness that shines through me. I'm not good, but I'm good if it's allow him to shine and make my life the extension of his. And so my life unfolds as a story in a particular way that has usefulness. And the most usefulness is to live forever. Because when you live by not being upset and angry and recognizing your father, even you doesn't show any signs of it, but there's only two kinds of people on this earth. A third kind is the kind of person that you need to be. You had that when you were born. If it wasn't corrupted, if it wasn't interfered with cruelty and jealousy. I can tell you, my brother and I, my father died, and my mother put me in charge. But I was the oldest child. I was 15, 14. He was a good kid, but the minute my mother, in her unhappiness, put me in charge, and she did the right thing to put a 15 or 14 year old boy as the man of the home. That's a very important thing for a woman to do, and you'd be surprised what comes through a boy. And she pulled it out of me, but he got jealous, and he became jealous all of his life, and he just died a few days ago with all kinds of misery. And so
I'm sorry.
But the point is, my mother didn't mean to do that. And so, and she wasn't cruel. She was a beautiful woman. My mother was a beautiful, wonderful woman. But when my father, she was codependent, and so when my father dropped dead, her whole life collapsed, and then she became upset and angry, but gave a charge of the family to me, to my brother, and from that point on, I worked and took him through the college. And but the point is, he became jealous of me for some reason, because she appointed me to him, and he was only three years younger than me, but it stayed with him his whole life. He hated me and resented me, but he took everything I gave him, but secretly resented me, and I didn't know it for a long, long time. I put him through Witwatersrand University in South Africa. I'm a daimakata by profession, and I took him everywhere and did what a father would have done to him, and not ask for anything. But to this day, he hated me all these years. He just died at the age of, I think, he's 83, and in 84, 85, maybe, because I'm 80. 80, almost 89. And so what I'm trying to say is, can you see that your father was mesmerized, demoralized in some way, either by, don't go away, this is supposed to have been a commercial, but
listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
So, Dina, you're still there, aren't you?
Yes.
Now, instead of being complicated, I've brought it down to the greatest simplicity. Something is passing through the generations, and there's millions of children just like you, and many of them succeed in killing themselves. Because they try to be good. I know you try to be good because there's good in you. But the point is, the dark side that came through your father when you reacted to him, because you couldn't help but react to him, your little girl. And he resented you, and he was cruel to you because the dark side in had got him, and he has lost his innocence when he was born, and so he's taken on the identity of his parent, or one of the parents. It doesn't matter. You see, so it goes through generations, and they do not know what they're doing. Let me say one more thing. I married my wife after 2 weeks, and I don't know why I did this, but it was part of the purpose of my life. I won't share that with you yet. But she was a pretty girl, and I liked pretty girls when I was age. And so we sat in the car outside the restaurant, and she says, "I have a headache." I said, "No, I practice hypnosis, but it's not a cure. It's the problem. And any time people upset you, it's called sin. And when you are upset, you mean it means it tur- you upset means to turn something back to front. And so instead of loving the being connected to God, your anger connects you to the bully, to which you must submit."
That's what happened today.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And then, but not only that, but the minute that happens, you do two things. You want to try to be good because you've lost it, but you don't know what good is anymore because you've lost it. But you try to find it in the world. You do the best you can to be the kindest person you can be, and the kinder you are, the brighter you shine. At least it looks like you're shining brightly, but you're going the wrong direction because people will take advantage of you. See that? And then you get angry, or then become codependent. And so, in other words, that person wants something from you. In other words, you want something from them, so you give yourself to them. And when you give yourself to them, you think you've done a good thing. All you've done is embolden what's wrong with them, because everybody has something wrong with them. That doesn't cure any. Your love doesn't cure anybody. That kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
And you go crazy.
Yep.
That's all, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, the cure is this. Realize, here's the light that shines both ways. Here is the light that shines both ways. And thou wilt see that your father cannot see. That's it. And therefore, he's the extension of extensions infinitum all the way back to Paradise Lost. But he also has an opportunity, if he could find a person like me or find it by himself in some way. And there's always a way. There's not just Roy Masters, there's other people like me somewhere around. Except they're not on the air, unfortunately. And so you can see, forgive them, Father, for they did not know what they were doing. That, in other words, the dark side of the force is going through the generations. I don't care whether it's a rich family, a poor family. It is all the same. The rich family spoil family, their kids, and the poor families push too hard, and the teachers shove things down your throat, and the kids at school don't like you for it because they lost their identities, and they're mean little kids. And see, but you are a beautiful girl inside, lady, and so you've been suffering from it, but I suffer from it. I have suffered many, many, many years, but I feel no suffering. But it is unpleasant, but I don't get up angry. I don't get annoyed. I understand all those things, and things go bad, that's good. And if things go good, that's good too. How can I say this? Everything bad happens for good for those that love the Lord. In other words, your trials and tribulations should not be caught up in being angry at somebody who's cruel to you. It is to have compassion on them and to realize that they're taking their frustrations out on you as a venting, because they have no choice. They cannot help themselves. And if you stay calm and they never get better, you will get better. If you live with that person for the rest of your life, and you endured it as I did, you endured it calmly, you grow just the same. If the good things happen, you grow just the same. Nothing stops you from growing. In even the bad, works together for good. See that? Now, your father has really done you some good without him knowing it. Because you look for a father like me. Because I have the authority to speak to you in a way that you, as a beautiful child, inside, if you had a dad like me, it might still happen because mother is there. But the chances are is that you would have had a different life. But but the point is, you've suffered a lot, and you've realized you try to make yourself better, but there's no way of making yourself better. What you need is to be saved from making yourself better or making yourself worse. And making yourself better is only, again, another form of making yourself worse. You can't fix it. You only compound your problem. So stop right now. Stop, Pat, and look at your dad, and it goes all the way back to Paradise Lost. Except every person born of woman has an innocent child. But the innocent child comes into the world as she was your mother was an innocent child, your father was an innocent child. But the minute they come into the culture gets them. And the mesmeric state, it's a hypnotic state, and you cannot get out of it. You have to have an antidote for that. And the antidote is finding what you've lost. And you still have it inside you because it takes one to know one. You understand me in a way that most people listening to the show cannot understand me. They think I'm crazy and they're angry. Some of them are angry at me. He's a crazy person. They give me all kinds of names. That doesn't bother me. See, but
it bothers. I understand you very well.
Now, if you stay calm, it bothers people. They can't bother you. And that's what makes you strong. And you might even bring them around, but after a while getting upset with you, that you might say, well, why am I angry with Roy Masters, for example? He didn't do anything wrong. Because there's the light that shines two ways is in him now. And that person, like yourself, the light that shines two ways is shining through me and awakening the fact that you always had it. If you didn't always have it, you wouldn't recognize it. You think I'm crazy. But you always had it. And so,
yes.
I'll give you an example. If you forget my name, at this moment you know my name is Roy. And then you go through life, and then you want to find me again, and you talk to your friends, and you say, I can't remember this person's name. And that person's lucky enough to say, you're talking... I can't remember him. He does this, he does that. He says, is it Roy? Yes. And the reason why you could say yes to it, because you knew it when you saw it. And it faded away. You weren't ready for it at that time. See that?
Can I ask you a question? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's fine.
I just want to ask you a question, because I wanted to ask you what I experienced today happened after an argument. I was very upset. I was very angry. I was very emotional.
There it is.
And right after that happened, this is why I got scared. And I had in my head, I started having a constant thought of going out the window. And I got so scared that I closed myself in the bathroom. And
when I was in the bathroom,
it was as if something was pulling me to go back out toward the window. I got so scared because I...
Away from God. Look, to go into the world or go out of it.
Yeah.
See that? That's the choice you got. You look for love in all the wrong places. And after a while, you get worse. Because it rises like a dope pusher, rises to the pushover. That is what the journey is. Once it's established, you've been mesmerized, other people could opt in. Remember I talked to you about my wife? I didn't finish it. And so she was hypnoidal. She has a very, very bad background. And probably the reason why I married her is because she was so broken that I don't know what was in me, but I... 300 miles away, two weeks later, I said, I'm going to marry this girl. And it has been a difficult problem. It still is a little difficult problem. But it's not such a big deal, but she's getting better. And I've been waiting all these years for this to get her to get better. But she's very stubborn. And she puts me in the picture. She holds me up as a picture of her father and be angry with her, taking it out on me. She can't stop. And just recently, she's beginning to realize it. And the realization is because she has that intuition as a little child. She was always going to church and looking for places, but she could never find it. And I found her, she found me, and this is a good thing. And that's why I know so much about people. And I know about you without and asking you the right things. I want you to look clearly, is that you have the power to see that anger and resentment does not bring you any help at all. It makes it worse. And then it makes you feel so guilty you want to do nice things. Now, but nice things are not an attempt to get redemption from people. But people can't give it to you. You would be nice to people, but you're an appeaser to people. And you become like an appeaser like your mother. You've only got the choices to be a bully or an appeaser, and you choose to be an appeaser because it seems like it's better. But it's just as bad. See, so why not be nothing between the two? Why not realize of themselves they could do nothing? And then you're free.
From today, that's what it's going to be.
Yes. In other words, how old are you?
53.
Are your parents still alive?
My father's passed. My mother is still alive.
I tell you what. And she was an appeaser. And you had to choose one.
She still is.
Huh?
Yes, she is.
Yes. So you took her identity. And you're still an Eve. But you're an Eve that wants a man to love the hell out of you. And the danger is that most men want to love the hell in you, embrace the hell in you. And so that is what marriage is all about. Sorry to say that shouldn't be, but, and you're the product of that. And therefore it starts all over again with you. And there's a dark side. Shall I tell you a story? A little bit of a story about, it's only got a few minutes, but are you feeling a little better, by the way?
I am.
I thought so. I thought it's not such a big deal, is it? Because within you, is what I have, and you're recognizing it, and that's all there is to it. Well, I haven't mentioned anything about the foundation. Would you ask my guest to be patient just for a few minutes? I don't have enough time otherwise. This program is not a commercial. The stations, the gracious of stations that carry me, the gracious, most of them I pay for, but there's many stations that give me time and then put commercials in because they think this kind of program is much more fruitful than what is going on everywhere. Everybody's got problems, and everybody's got the same problems, and there's just different variations of symptoms depending on whether you drink or you take drugs, or you do too much sex, or whatever it is. The angers and the frustration. There's various symptoms, but you treat the symptoms, you're not treating the root. And you and I, we just went to the root, and the reason why you're going to get better is because I'm real and I'm speaking to what's lost in you, and you recognize what I'm saying. It's not a big deal. You cannot save yourself, but you're born into a world and the world got into you. That's not your fault. Therefore, you have redemption waiting for you before you were born. Follow that? And now I went back. I was going to ask for support for the program from people, and I went back to my friend here on the radio. Ladies and gentlemen, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And you go to my website, FHU.com. Let me say what's up there right now. Go back 50 years. I've been on radio 65, But you see young Roy Masters, and there's 5 hours of a seminar. You can see it's a seminar. It breaks every hour. If you go to the website, sit down on a Sunday when you've got time and watch the first one. The first one is so capturing, if that's the word, that you want to go to the second one, and you want to go to the third one, and you'll spend all day. And what a way to go, because there's more than this, and that's and we have lots of questions. There's a whole audience. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. The office number is 800-877-3227, West Coast time. Thank you.
With Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Your suffering has brought you an answer, and it's simple. There's nothing for you to do. If you close your eyes, would you mean please close your eyes for a minute? And let me show you something very simple. You want to go to the other side, don't you? Right? But you're already there. You don't know, but you're disconnected, so you're not too far from it. You have intuition, and you can recognize the things I'm saying. Now you close your eyes, and when your eyes are closed, you'll start to see the other light that shines the other way. It forms pixels on the screen of your mind. Do you see that?
Yes.
That's it. So those little pixels are light, like light, and it's got messages in it, just like a hard drive. And if you let it go through and let it awaken some of the anger and thoughts that rise to the occasion, even dark ones, even one that says, go kill yourself. See, it's a dark, it actually begins to talk to you after a while. And so it's an identity. And God is an identity too. But you have to find the right identity. That was slowly but surely, by loyalty to what you know is right in your heart. And when you know is right in your heart is the light that shines on your father and your mother and those who are all like your mother and father. And so you're always, 1 minute you're at the Pisa and 1 minute you're angry and your dad, and then you feel like your dad, etc., etc. You start to feel guilty and you find someone to love and to appease them, hoping they love you, and all you do is embolden them. Got it?
I got it.
In other words, it just keeps adding on to it. So, you know, people opt in. My wife was sitting in the car, coming back to that. So she said, I have a headache. And I touched her head, because I was a hypnotist too. In those days, I knew what I opened up the whole business of it. It's a long story. But anyway, and so I touched her forehead, and then she opened her eyes. She says, it's gone. My headache's gone. Yes, but I said, your brothers were in the war, Vietnam, etc., etc. The names of this, the names of your father's this, your mother's that, her name. She says, how do you know that? I says, I put you to sleep. I jumped in. Basically, I mesmerized you, and you didn't know while you're sitting there next to me that I did that. And the average person is exactly the same. And you're one of them. But you're the one that could be waking up. The average person doesn't like to overcome the hypnotic state they've been putting into, because the devil's involved, and he'll find every way to keep you from finding it. But this time, he's lost a beautiful young lady like you. Go and be at peace with yourself now. And if you have a mother now, say, Mother, find a time, but wait for it. Say, Mother, I have something to share with you. He says, oh, yes, dear. He says, yes, well, I hate your guts. And that's, I hate your guts. I'm very sorry about that. But you are hateable. See? I see that, but you couldn't see yourself. And I made the mistake of hating you. and resenting my father and taking up your identity because you looked like you were the bullied one, and your problem didn't come from your father, it came from your sentiment towards your mother for suffering like that. And there is a resentment towards your father, of course, but where you get your identity is from your mother, who's an appeaser, who looks like she's good, and she looks like the victim. Well, naturally, in your sense of goodness, you look to her. Oh, what a shame. Oh, we lost it. That was actually, she actually dropped that, didn't she? But I'm sorry. I spent this time. I don't mean to be sorry, because I looked at the clock, and it's almost time for me to say goodbye to all our family. This is a piece of music coming. Okay, so please support the program by that lady is going to be fine, and you can hear it. And ladies and gentlemen, can you hear it? Can you? Everything I said to her applies to you, whether you're drunk, whether you're addicted to sex. It doesn't matter what it is. You have anxiety. There is no cure for you by medicine. And you figure out what the 95 situations or sicknesses can be. 95% of all wars, misery and suffering is 95% of being disconnected by injurious, meaning hurtful, harmful parents who do not know when they're an appeaser. It's dangerous to appease a husband because it only emboldens him, or whether you're a bully, causing somebody else to become an appeaser and servant of you, and you become addicted to the service of that person and want more and more, and there's all kinds of troubles that come from that too. So I understand you living in a hypnotic state, and all your problems, nearly all of them, are caused by the infection of your present realm, the culture you're born into, especially your parents, especially the children in school, because the Marxists and the Democrats, they've come together to understand, to take away the mind of your children. And that's the reason why you have so many people on the wrong side. My friend is, thank you very much, the Post Office Box 1000, France Pass, Oregon, 97528. Would you support my program and get a copy of the 7-minute meditation at fhu.com? Okay. One more minute left, and I'll give you more of where you can find me, okay? How many people got better today? Okay, you did, didn't you? You're beginning to see it. Be still in meditation. Meditation is the 7-minute meditation. That is the first one you do, and it doesn't cost anything. And 50% of you will get better from that alone. Then you may need to go a little bit more. That's all, and then you don't need me anymore. It's Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. And the phone number, my office, weekdays, West Coast time. And it's 800-877-3227. Donations are tax deductible. We're 501c3, equivalent to the Catholic Church. Thank you very much. God bless.